DeSean Jackson, we spent a decade looking for DeSean. Maybe not a decade. T.O. was here for a year. We got DeSean, and then we let DeSean go, and then we spent how many years looking for DeSean again? Well, he's back. Seems like people are happy about it. There, Ike. Meanwhile, the...
You should be happy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Eagles still in search of a running back. It looks like Le'Veon Bell is deciding where he's going to go. It could come down to the Ravens or the Jets. Who knows? Maybe the Eagles are involved. Which also means the Ravens, I guess if they don't get Le'Veon Bell, they're talking to Mark Ingram as well. So that would take another running back off of the list. Doesn't it seem like to you that Howie's waiting for a back as opposed to going out and
well, he's not trying to spend a ton of money. Because he would have jumped in on one of these guys if he wanted to spend a ton of money on running back. So
waiting to see what happens with the market.
Yeah. I mean.
Maybe Jordan Howard's going to be a guy that he tries to trade for. I'd be all for that.
Possibility.
LeSean McCoy, though, no.
You trade for Jordan Howard, he's going to need a new deal.
He is.
What are you giving up for Jordan Howard? He's in the last year of his deal, I believe. Well,
what I've seen is a four or a five mentioned. You know.
Okay.
And more importantly, what might be scaring teams away is his demands for a new contract. In other words, he's looking for the Tevin Coleman money, and teams are saying, well, I don't know if we want to give you that much money. Mm-hmm. So we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Howie does know he needs a running back. Well, there's a guy up in Buffalo that everybody's familiar with that had a bad year last year, but I don't think it's because that he's lost all of his steps. Maybe he's lost a step. He'd be your best running back on this team easy. And he could probably get to be had for free. LeSean McCoy, do you want him? 888-729-9494 at Marks Reese WIP. That's how you can vote on it. And that's our Twitter poll question of the day, brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Looking for that perfect engagement ring? Make it remarkable at Marks Jewelers, Route 309 Montgomeryville, or online, marks-jewelers.com. Let's get to it, Ike. We have Jimmy, Northeast Philly. Jimmy! Try it again. Jimmy, what's up, brother?
I'm fired up to be got the show, man. He's gonna just totally open everything up at a speed. It's like we had speed before, what, Gibson before? This speed ain't. There's no threat. I don't care if he runs a 3.8. He's still not like a threat like Deshaun is.
Gibson
will blow by people, and he can catch.
He catches everything. Great hands.
People.
Yes, great hands.
But one thing I do want Aguilar back.
Oh, yeah, you do?
I'd like Aguilar. He can catch. He can block. That's another thing he can do, too. Seems like people are, like, down on him, don't want him back.
Yeah, I kind of don't.
I'd rather have him than Tate. Of course, they got to rework his contract somehow.
Well, or you're going to get him 1 year.
Yeah, Tate's not going to be here.
No, Tate's not going to be here.
Yeah, well, good. Thank God. Whatever. He had a great catch. Thanks. See ya.
So,
but I love DeSean back, man. You got to be fired up, ain't you?
All right, what about LeSean?
LeSean, I have no interest in him. Don't he got some legal issues he's got to deal with, too? What's up with that? Is he going to be able to play, or is something going to come down on him for that?
He hasn't been arrested or anything like that. It doesn't seem like there's
we would know.
There's anything. Right? Well, I mean, if there's anything they can prove, right?
I mean, if it was something that was there, I don't know. It happened last summer, I think, and charges haven't been filed.
It seems like he's going to play. The NFL can suspend people without any type of charges, but it doesn't seem like they're ready to do that. All right, so here's the deal with Nelson Aguilar, right? Mm-hmm. Right now, they could keep him for 1 year at about $9.3 million, right? They could extend his contract, so they could give him whatever contract they want, which would lower that $9.3 million. They could release him. They could trade him. I don't think they're going to release him. I think they would trade him if they could get something for him. I believe the best bet is he's going to play 1 year at $9.3 million. I wouldn't do that, but I guess it does make your team better. It's only 1 year. You don't have to give him a long-term contract. I think the Eagles are trying to extend him, but if you're Nelson Aguilar and you're making $9.3 million this year, there's not a lot of incentive to take a pay cut. You know what I mean? Like, he's making $9.3 million this year. Unless the Eagles are offering $20 million guaranteed or a DeSean Jackson-type contract, but maybe even longer, I would think on the open market he's gonna do pretty well for himself.
Yeah, once the Eagles picked up that option, he's in good shape. I mean, he's a young receiver. If they want to cut him, he's going to open market. Somebody's going to pay him.
And he'll get a nice contract.
Nelson, I wouldn't cut him. I mean, who are the receivers behind Alshon and DJ.
Well, you heard yesterday the midday show was telling us Mac Hollins and Shelton Gibson.
Right, and I want them over Nelson.
Right, that's why
Nelson's one of your three best wideouts.
It seems like they've already budgeted that $9.3 million for him to stay. But if you're asking me, do I want Nelson Agholor or Mark Ingram or Tevin Coleman? Well, that's easy, right? Resign Jordan Matthews at $1 million, make him your three.
Mm-hmm.
Draft somebody, maybe he can help you. Maybe Mac Hollins can be a contributor,
mm-hmm.
and go get a running back.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would have an issue with that, but I don't think that's what the Eagles want to do. If you're asking,
doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, if you're asking folks whether or not do they want Nelson Agholor or Mark Ingram or Tevin Coleman,
it's pretty easy.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Some people, I don't know. I don't know what people would say.
I got an idea.
There's a Nelson Agholor fan base out there.
Okay.
And I'm in that fan base.
Yeah.
I'm in that fan base.
No, I know you are.
So
yeah, I'm not the biggest fan.
I got you. And coming off of this year, I think it'd be a hard argument for anybody to be a big fan base. We're looking at potential. We're looking at, what, 4 years in the league and really one good year, 1 year. Super Bowl year is the only year he had a good year. Yeah.
He had the same stats last year as far as yards and catches.
I didn't feel the same.
He had 8 touchdowns in 17.
Yeah.
He had 4 last year.
Yeah.
So the impact wasn't. Remember, a lot of those receptions were like 1 yard. He was running that little dart that never worked, and it wasn't his fault they didn't work. So, Ben, I guess that's our next Twitter poll question. Nelly or free agent running back? Who would you rather have? And I mean, that's easy for me, free agent running back. Let's go to Rasheem, North Philly. Rasheem.
Yo, Ike.
Yo.
Yo, 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 yo. I think Jason, I'm a Nelson Agholor fan. I listen to Jason Avant. You know, Jason Avant basically said Nelson Agholor got open better than any other receiver on a team, including Zach Ertz. You know, Jason Avant speak very highly of Nelson Agholor. So if you asking me to pick between him, Tevin Coleman, and Mark Ingram, I'd rather go with, you know, Nelson Agholor. I have faith that we're able to probably, you know, to draft a running back in a draft. It hasn't been that case since we drafted LeSean McCoy, but I will hope that, you know,
You think they'll go running back with one of those first three picks?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually like the guy from Texas A&M. If you look at it, we need more speed guys. If you look at the Kansas City Chiefs offenses, if you look at the Rams, they got explosive players. Don't bring back Jordan Matthews and then have a bunch of guys who can't run besides DeSean Jackson. Mm-hmm. You also got to know DeSean doesn't play 16 games throughout the year. So, minus DeSean Jackson, who's your speed guy?
Nobody.
Shelton Gibson?
Exactly. Yeah, Shelton Gibson. Nobody. Yeah,
but Shelton Gibson was missing after that long bomb against Minnesota. I don't know what the heck happened.
Right, so the answer is really nobody, at least based on what we saw last year.
I think play calling is one of the reasons why Nelson Agholor did not have a good year. Just like you said, why are you running a one-yard dart out if it's not working? Why are you not, you know, using him down the field like we've seen against the Houston game?
It's fair, man. It's fair to say that. It was just weird last year with Nelson. We thought he was going to have a breakout year. We thought that after 2017, it's like, yeah, man. See, it's interesting because I don't think he's a perfect fit as a slot receiver. He's kind of a combination of a bigger place. Because normally the slot guys are what? Slot guys are like a Cole Beasley and Edelman.
Yeah, but they don't have to be. I mean, that's just those guys.
Well, is Larry Fitz the best? Who's the best slot guy around right now?
I mean, from numbers wise, I wouldn't know. But you got Fitz plays in the slot. I mean, receivers move around.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins can be in the slot. Now, they move around. I just think with our offense, the problem with the receivers here has always been they can only do one thing.
Right.
Alshon can only do one thing. Nelson can only do one thing. Now we're adding DeSean. He can only do one thing.
One thing, right.
Like, that's our receiving core. And that's pretty much what it's always been. Torrey Smith can only do one thing. Right? Like, we don't have the versatile guys that can move around on their own and play that we thought we had that in Nelson. Nelson's not a good outside receiver.
No, you're right.
Plus, when you're on the outside, you're going up against one of the two best defensive backs on the team. Right? Mm-hmm. So I may not need to stick my best corner on Alshon. If you're going to put Nelson on the outside, I can take my best corner and go over there and lock Nelson down because Alshon's easier to cover.
Well, there's no doubt you're a better team with Nelson than without, but does that mean that you're getting one of these free agent running backs, or am I settling for, I don't even know who would be the best name out there right now as far as one of the guys that'll be around? I mean, C.J. Anderson. I like C.J. Anderson. Mm. Spencer Ware. If you're not going to go after one of the top guys left, are you bringing LeGarrette Blount back to be your starting back? They may have to.
LeGarrette Blount, no, that's a wrap.
Like, I don't disagree, but
that is a wrap.
All right,
I like LeGarrette Blount, but that's over.
But let's say that Tevin Coleman and Mark Ingram are off the board. Jordan Howard, they don't trade for him. Mm-hmm. Of the guys that are left, who? I mean,
T.J. Yeldon.
I mean, I guess
Spencer Ware.
I like C.J. Anderson for on a 1-year contract.
Spencer Ware played in his offense, and Doug knows him.
I like Spencer Ware.
So
I do. I also worry that if you're running yourself pretty thin, if he's your featured back.
Well, that's if you want a featured back, then you got to step up and spend money.
Like, yes, you know what I'm talking about.
They're not going to do that.
No, so you don't think Coleman's likely to happen?
If Coleman outprices himself, it could happen. Just think about this. You think the Eagles want to give Tevin Coleman $20 million guaranteed?
No.
So either he is going to have to outprice himself and it's going to be one of the few running backs left on the market. It's going to take a 1-year deal. I mean, Tevin Coleman, 26 years old, and really has dual threat ability. Maybe somebody else out there
he's a playmaker
that may be willing to pay Tevin Coleman more. Now, the Eagles may be waiting in the weeds to see if the market shrinks for Tevin Coleman. I think they like him.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody is willing to step up and give him $20 million guaranteed, I don't see the Eagles doing that.
All right, Grant Hutchinson at Mark's Reese WIP doesn't like Deshaun. Says, shouldn't have never brought Deshaun back. He'll help maybe, I hope, but the last thing I want is two 30-plus-year-old former Birds trying to relive their glory years. So that sounds like more of an indictment on Shady. Who wants Shady back? How about I just ask it that way? Who wants Shady back? 888-729-9494. He's going to be one of the guys. We just talked about it. If you don't get one of the top guys, like, now you're left with looking at Shady, right? Looking at
or names that
Spencer Ware,
some players who haven't really made
C.J. Anderson,
Ty Montgomery,
Jay Ajayi coming back on the peg leg.
No, I'm done with Jay Ajayi.
You know what I mean? Raheem Mostert.
No.
AP.
Peyton Barber. There's another guy who started in his league. I mean, that's pretty much what you're going to be looking at.
That's what you're getting.
I mean, that's what you're looking at. That's what's out there. You want somebody older? You want somebody younger? You want somebody that has the ability to catch out of the backfield, right? Like, unless you put pressure on yourself to go in the draft and get somebody.
Which is never a good thing.
You're
right.
Or even worse, you're forced to bring back what you have already. When we already know that ain't good. That's not good enough. I haven't even looked at the stats. Did we even rush for 1,000 yards as a group?
Yeah, I think so.
Did they? Okay.
Well, who was it?
I mean, our leading rusher had 400 yards.
Yeah.
Leading rusher was Josh Adams.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, Sproles, you must have gotten at least like 100, right? Or something like that.
Yeah,
let's see.
104 games combined?
Well, I know it's not good. No, you're absolutely right. And it's what I've been saying all offseason. They need a damn upgrade. I don't have to worry about this anymore. And that means signing a guy and means drafting a guy high. All right, you can have Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara prove that you can have two good backs on a team,
right.
two Pro Bowl level backs on a team. Do that. Joe in West Philly. Joe.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How you got?
What up, Joe?
Oh, you know what? I would like the Eagles to sign a feature back, really, because I know a lot of people don't really like the Le'Veon Bell thing. Only reason I love Bell because I think that's an extra offensive lineman. Goddard. And Ertz and him would be like three tight ends. I mean, Carson Wentz is a middle of the field passer. You know what I mean? I'm not too sure about his deep game yet, but I know he's kind of excellent in the middle of the field, and I think that would be dangerous.
We both love Le'Veon Bell. I would love for him to come to Philadelphia.
Me too. The way our offensive line is, I mean, the way Carson likes to hit that middle of the field, like he hits Ertz, I think another 20 pass could be for Le'Veon Bell. You know, with Goddard in the mix. Where we at right now, the running back by committee thing, you know, Smallwood comes in for 3 yards. The kid from Notre Dame comes in for another 2 yards. I don't really know where, you know, people devaluing a running back, but I think on certain teams, yeah, you got a Tom Brady, yeah, you don't, maybe don't need a, but you know where the Eagles at right now, I think somebody like Le'Veon Bell could, you know, take them, you know, a lot further than just running backs by committee and, you know what I mean, and just two and three backs at the same time. I'd like to see a workhorse in there.
All right, Joe, appreciate it, man. So Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, is reporting that the Ravens and the agent for Le'Veon Bell have had zero negotiations. Wow. And it looks like that's been putting out there to try to drive the price up more on the Jets, which makes a lot of sense. He's going to New York.
Okay.
Doesn't seem like that there's other teams that he's interested in going to and are willing to pay the price. The Colts, as we talked about, they have a couple of young backs that Marlon Mack that look like they're really good players.
Oh, yeah.
To spend that kind of money for Le'Veon Bell. Yeah. He's good.
Yep.
He's good. So it seems like maybe they're playing poker and they're trying to bluff the Jets out of putting even a better offer up there.
Yeah, that's what agents do.
As we learned with Scott Boras.
That's what agents do.
All right, Tim in Avondale does not like the Deshaun trade. Hi, Tim.
How's it going, guys?
How are you?
What up, Tim?
Good, thanks. Hey, you know, I call like once a month. I love the show. And I got some issues with Deshaun. It's not like a big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's important, but it has nothing to do with the personal stuff. And like you just kind of mentioned what I've been getting at. I said this a couple years ago when he actually left. That he can only do one thing, and my point is, if we're going to be a good team, and we think we are, and we go into deep runs and play in December meaningful games, and then you have playoff games, Deshaun, I actually did like a nerdy little study on him when he was here. Mm-hmm. He had two touchdowns inside the 25-yard line in 8 years. So I understand that's not what he does. I understand he's supposed to stretch the field. But what happened when you play good teams in the playoffs? They don't let you behind them.
Who?
They don't let you behind them.
I guarantee you, every defensive coordinator doesn't want Deshaun to get behind them. He still led the league in average yards per catch. Deshaun doesn't. It doesn't matter.
But you account for him.
His whole career, they haven't wanted him to get behind them, and he still finds ways to get behind them. And I'll tell you this also, Tim, they won the Super Bowl with the same formula. Torrey Smith did one thing well. He did one thing well. Torrey Smith.
Yeah, but if you look at what Nelson, Torrey Smith's a little bigger guy, too.
He's still.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Deshaun's like, still against him.
Tim, I forget about not being against him. I'm telling you about the skill set part that you're arguing, and I'm telling you they won the Super Bowl with a guy doing the same things that D-Jack does, except D-Jack is better. You know why? Because D-Jack's hands are 10 times better than Torrey Smith. 10 times better than Torrey Smith. So that was the formula they used to win. It was Torrey Smith stretch the field. I'm sorry, did Torrey Smith run any other route?
No.
He ran.
And he dropped a number of balls.
He dropped a number of balls.
Wide open, big drops.
Yes.
Touchdowns.
That's why nobody had a problem with him leaving.
Right.
Because the drops frustrated you at times.
And the problem was they tried to replace him with Mike Wallace, who ended up getting hurt.
And he got injured.
It's not that the Eagles didn't realize they needed that player.
Right.
Unfortunately, Torrey Smith stayed healthy and Mike Wallace didn't.
Yes. And then the backup guy, Sheldon Gibson, who's supposed to be the other speed guy.
This wasn't ready.
Yeah, it wasn't ready to play. So, like, you can say this is a weakness in the offense, but you can't say you can't win that way when they just won that way, that very way.
But
that's how they won. That was their passing game.
I've heard a lot of people say, look at Deshaun's games and big games. He hasn't done this. He hasn't done that. I can't go back to 2011 and say, he's had big games or he hasn't.
That's when we viewed Deshaun as our number one wide receiver. He doesn't need to beat him. He's not the number one wide receiver
but
here.
Even if he hasn't come up huge in a lot of big games, it doesn't change the fact that if he's coming in to play your defensive coordinator or a team, Deshaun Jackson's coming in with the Eagles. If it's Deshaun Jackson or Shelton Gibson, is there a difference in how you're preparing your team and what you're doing?
What big game has he played in lately?
Well, he hasn't.
Yeah, so We're going back to 2013.
But that's
when they played the Saints. That's the last big game he played in.
That's my first point. My second point is, even if he's not putting up numbers, he still changes the way
the offense runs.
Yes, and the defense is going to defend you.
All you got to do is look at the safeties backed up 30 yards. That's all you got to do is look at the defense. Look at the all 22, and you see those safeties 30 yards away from the ball.
Yep.
You know why they're like that? Because they don't want number 11 running by them. And it'll be number 10 now.
Remember what number 11 did in the Tampa Bay game when they thought they were deep enough?
Right.
They weren't.
Yeah.
888-729-9494.
He still scares the hell out of defenses.
I love it.
He still scares defenses.
And you know what, Ben? You're right. Part of me being excited is that it's Deshaun. It is.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man, when we have whoever complained about Carson Wentz and whoever else complained about Carson Wentz and DeSean Jackson trying to get balls.
Here's the other thing.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, so people want Shady back. So we'll talk to those people on the other side. Who else should we bring back to Philadelphia? We're putting the band back together, Ben. Who else should we bring back? At Mark Cerise, WIP, and we'll get to that coming up.